Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, my guest tonight is Kat Edwards. She's an amazing psychic medium. She's a natural-born clairvoyant medium and has worked for the past 16 years as a spiritual professional, giving readings and sharing her spiritual teachings to thousands of clients during that time. Her clients range from local to national and international folks. She has a blog on her website, which is katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and that's Kat spelled with a C. It's dedicated to her spiritual teachings, and she wrote and hosted her own radio show called The Spiritual Workshop on international radio from May 2011 to June 2013. Since then, she's become a regular guest on North American radio and is booked throughout the year to speak at spiritual churches and centers in the North Brisbane, Sunshine Coast region and hinterlands of Australia. Kat gives back to her community as a JP and honors the life well lived as a civil funeral celebrant. She's the mother of four, two teenage boys and two infants aged 1 and 3. She lives with her husband and children in the Brisbane Bayside region of Australia. And I would like to introduce her, however, she's not in the studio yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron. It's a beautiful song called Throw It All Away. And it will encourage you to get rid of all the junk in your life and embrace the life that's meant to be. Here it is, Jennifer Farron, Throw It All Away.
Need all of the trauma that can come.
Okay, folks, I cut in on that song because I do have Kat live. She has been trying to Skype in, and I have her on my other line, so she is able to be with us tonight, thank God. So, Kat, once again, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. These little things come along in life sometimes, and I think the trick is that we need to realize that we have lessons in letting go and throwing away all the junk like stress. And,
yes.
So, you know, I managed to do that, and I'm so glad to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come on the show.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, and boy, you've got quite a following of people tonight. I screened 9 of the callers, but there are several others on the line. So, folks, you know, we'll get to as many of you as we can, but we're not going to be able to get to everybody. There are just too many, and I don't want to limit Kat in her readings or, whatever she might want to say to folks. But I will say that if you want to get a reading, you really do need to call in as close to 7:15 as possible. If you don't call in by 7:30, chances are remote that you'll get a reading. But I do have a couple of new psychic mediums coming on the show in July, so you might want to mark down those dates. I have Elizabeth Anglin is going to be on July 15th. And Carolyn Zani is going to be on July 21st. And then on July 28th, Corby Mitlied will return. So those are opportunities that you can get. But, you know, what you get when you're on a radio show is just a little thumbnail. And I've done a full reading with Kat, and it is a marvelous opportunity. She's a very generous soul, and she's so talented. And you really owe it to yourself if you want to have a reading to get a full-length reading. And once again, you would go to KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com, and Kat is spelled with a C. So, Kat, anything new that you want to share before we go to the phone lines?
Oh, a lot's happened for me recently. I've moved house, and I'm now living in the Bayside suburbs of Brisbane. I was living up in the northern suburbs, so that's new. And I've got a couple of speaking gigs coming up, which will be at the end of July. And I've got an accompanying workshop that will go with them. And that's called Dinner with Insights, Connecting with Your Guides and Angels. And we'll also be looking at activating the divine child when we're doing that. So. And then I'll go into that deeper when I do the workshops.
Beautiful. Well, I wish you well with all of those endeavors. And it sounds like you're doing well tonight, and that's always a joy to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, going okay.
Okay. Changes, right? Change is good. But it tweaks us, and it can test us sometimes.
Yes, that's right. It can.
Yeah.
But it's all worth it in the end if you just surrender and you just go with the flow. And that is a big lesson for everybody. And I mean, I'm no exception. I tried to push and push. I forgot to surrender, and then when I did recently, everything fell into place. Not necessarily what I expected or wanted, but it worked out for the best in the end. And that's the way we've got to look at things, is how is it going to work out for the best?
That's beautiful. Well, before we go to the first caller, I wondered if you would be willing to give any suggestions to people who find it difficult to surrender and go with the flow. Any words of advice there?
Yeah, when your back's against the wall and you're really stressed out and you've hit a full stop, stop. Don't keep pushing. It's not going to work. Stop. Turn around, look up at the sky, look down at the ground, ask Mother Earth and Father Sky, help. Just say that. I surrender, help, and then have faith. And don't hold on to hope, because hope is maybe that might happen experience when you're in that position. Hold on to knowing, because knowing means that the answer will come. And when you're sitting in a place of knowing that the answer will come, it's much easier for Mother Earth, Father Sky, the universe to give you what you need. But if you're sitting there in hope and fretting and crying and whinging to yourself, which we often do, you prevent the universe from helping you. And then the universe comes back to you on its knees saying, well, help me to help you. Shut up and let me do my job. The answer is just to relax. Say what you need and wait for it to happen. Sometimes the chips fall a little bit later than you expected, but it always ends up working out.
Well, we certainly all get lessons in patience, and that is a humbling experience for us, but I think it's great to have those reminders that we do need to be humble and to surrender, and to know that that the universe wants the best things for us. And that to me speaks of faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, faith is something that I think you build. I don't think it's something that you just automatically have. I mean, you can't grow up and be told you must have faith and believe it. You need to experience what faith is like by surrendering and allowing things to come through, and then having the joy of things working out. You're like, oh, everything's falling into place. Oh, my Lord, isn't that great? I mean, how many times have you felt that? And if you've never felt that, it's time to start to surrender. It's time to start to look around and see what you can do to just relax a bit. And if you have had that, you need to remember about the time that you had that and know that you can have it again and again and again. When you're in flow with it, it happens all the time, and you start to feel that gratitude, and you start to feel everything is working out, and you feel more positive, and then more positive comes to you. Positive begets positive. But just remember in the Bible, and I refer to the Bible mainly because of growing up, it was read to me. That in the red letter version, Jesus says, all you have to do is give thanks, and that is it. That is it. Oh, that's all the universe wants. And when you think of a benevolent parent, usually all they want is thanks, you know. I mean, and they might give you $20,000 and a love, and now all they want is a thanks. They don't necessarily want you to pay it back. Or they might give you a warm meal and a cold night, and all they want is thanks. Or, you know, when you were a little child and they tucked you in, all they wanted was thanks. And it's the same with the universe. The universe just wants to thank you. That's all.
That's a beautiful reminder. And it reminds me of a question that I asked of an urban mystic minister once. I said, what's the most important prayer that you can pray? And she said, two words, thank you.
Yep.
So thank you, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got some people patiently waiting, and unless you have anything else you want to share, our first caller is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Well, let me bring her live. There she is. Go ahead, Wendy. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat. It's such an honor to meet you.
Hi, Wendy. How can I help you?
Well,
thank you. It's lovely to meet you, too.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very worried about employment. I have 18 years call center employment, mainly in the medical vision insurance world, and also some financial banking in call center. I've been applying at Kaiser Permanente, TRICARE, TriWest, Gold Financial Credit Union, and eHealth. Do you find me getting hired soon, and will I keep the job for several years?
Okay. Firstly, Wendy, you know you're going through a big change in your life, don't you? Like, this is spelling a massive transition. I mean, that's probably obvious for everybody. I know you've asked me that question, but I need to ask you another question. Are you taking any time to be quiet at the moment?
Absolutely.
Or are you filling your mind with worry? Reason I'm asking that, and it goes in line with what David and I were discussing just before. I've pulled some cards up for you, and it's a message. It's a change. You need quiet time. You need to remember the good things in life and the magical things about life, and then you need to ask again. Ask the universe again for it. You know, you could do it just this weekend. It doesn't have to be a big, long process, but I would ask you to step back from the worry and the fear of not having employment for a moment and just take some time out. Have some quiet. Have a bit of a think about what you really want. I know what you need, but what do you want? Okay? And then go and do something. I think it's spring or summer where you are now. Where is a beautiful garden or somewhere that reminds you of when you were a child, thinking about fairies or thinking about looking at the smaller details, you know, the butterflies, the caterpillars, the ants. I would like you to just come right back and just be very centered again. And then from there, I'd like you to come into your workspace at home, wherever that is. You sit down with your work diary and you think about stuff. And you're going to be in a more centered place. And from there, I feel that you'll be able to write down what it is you want and what it is you need, what it is you don't want and what it is you don't need. And then you'll have a more succinct perspective about where you want to go, because you've come from that remembering the magic of life feeling. And then, I feel from there, you're going to be much better placed to manifest what you want. Okay? Now, as far as a job goes, I just keep pulling cards like rain dance, dream catchers. To me, you just need to dream it up. You need to manifest it. You need to say exactly what it is you want, and then from there, you're going to get it. And if you want a job that does you long term, then you'll get that if that's what you want. But I feel for you that there's a little bit of a hop, skip and a jump before you get to a long term job. I feel like you need to go on a little bit of a journey and have a bit of time learning and growing. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get a couple of contracts first before you settle into a salary job. But it will be interesting work. I don't feel, because I keep hearing you're just fine. Take this weekend to have some time out, remind yourself about the magic of life, and then set yourself back into manifestation mode with a clearer, more uplifted, more enlightened, you know, lighter feeling about it, and you'll start to feel better and you'll start to be able to make it happen. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. Actually, I've been doing a lot of that. I've had quite a bit of time to reflect on everything that you've just spoken about, and I'm open-minded about where I end up, and mm-hmm. I also applied at United Healthcare, Dignity Health, many places, and I have enough finances to last me a few more months, but I hate to see the savings go down the drain.
I understand that. I feel that you will fall into employment. You'll land into employment, okay? And also
yes.
You have a lot to offer. And so you just have to... You just have to agree with that as you are, and keep just have a bit more of a think about the magical side of life, remembering what it was like when you were a child. I'm not trying to discount what you're saying at all, but sometimes when we approach life with a little bit more of a light heart and a lighter view, it's much easier for other people to connect with us. It's much easier for other people to work with us, and in the end, all forms of human function boil down to relationships. So while you're having that kind of relationship with yourself, then you're also able to mirror that relationship in others. Do you understand? So when you're making applications, you're going in for interviews and that sort of thing, you're putting out an energy of being, you know, the bright, bubbly person, the enjoyable to be around person, the well-qualified person. So, I don't feel that you will be suffering. I feel that I get a period of 1 to 2, so I'd say that's weeks, not months. I know you said you had about 2 months' worth of savings. I'd hate to see that being spent as well. And so get about a 1 to 2 around you. And I feel that it'll be short-term contract work at first, but then there'll be a long-term standing again for you. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. So did you say 1 to 2 weeks and I'll be working?
I feel, no. Well, I get a period of 1 to 2. So Spirit always doesn't give me exact time. It gives me periods of time. So 1 to 2 could be 1 to 2 days, weeks, months, or years. And my hope is that it's days or months or weeks for you.
Okay.
What you need to do is to let go and start to enjoy life and allow it to flow.
And Wendy, we're going to need to move on, dear. But thank you so much for calling tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful evening. God bless. Well, you gave some wonderful advice that we can all take to heart, Kat. So I thank you. I got a lot out of that reading myself. Our next caller is Laurel. And Laurel, you're live on the air. Hi.
Hi. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Laurel.
Hi.
Good, thanks.
How
can
you?
I help you?
Good.
I'm good,
wondering
thanks.
About
How can I help
finding,
you, Laurel?
I'm wondering about finding love.
Okay.
Long-term love, my gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And has it been a while for you, Laurel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure where, like, there's a pretty general question. I guess what you're wanting to know is when, you know, time frame or when you will find love. Is that right? Because,
yeah.
Okay, because the way that I work is more about guidance. And and the guidance that I'm getting for you is, I don't know, maybe you might feel sometimes that you get a bit down about this, and I want to encourage you to remain positive. I want to encourage you to remember that as you feel more positive about your life and about who you are more beautiful each and every moment, and you're more and more and more beautiful. Your heart things resonate, shine through your face, shine through your body. You become healthier. You become more and more attractive. And so being attractive is very important for a woman. But more than that, you become more sure of yourself. And in doing so, you're less likely to attract the kind of man that will just cause tears. And you're more likely to attract the kind of man that makes you feel alive again. And in the end, it's about how we make each other feel. And I want to encourage you to make yourself feel the love in yourself first before you find the love that will give that to you. Now, I also feel that in doing this process, you will start to notice that it is men you like men. You'll start to notice that they're noticing you, okay? And then as you go from that, you'll go to little flirtations, and I feel quite quickly once you have made up your mind, you'll meet somebody that you'll want to have a relationship with. So I don't know how far down the rabbit hole you are with this process, Laurel, but I'd encourage you to keep moving with it. And I'm getting about a six-month period before you find somebody that you consider might be a chance to be good enough for you. So I'd also encourage you, Laurel, to consider that your heart is a gift and that they also have to be good enough for your heart, not in a selfish or self-serving way, but in a self-loving way, because you are beautiful. Your heart is a gift, and it must go only to someone who's deserving. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, great. So just keep loving yourself. Have that beautiful relationship with yourself. Keep feeling positive about who you are. You'll become more and more attractive. You'll become more and more, you'll be putting out the vibe that you're available, but you'll be wanting also in that vibe that you're available for a relationship. And human beings are telepathic, even though they might not think they are, and they'll pick it up. And you'll start then, you know, what I did was I wrote down a list of what I didn't want in a man, and then I wrote down a list of everything I did. And I focused only on that, and I turned around and looked at the world and said there's, 6 billion people in the world, half of them are men. Half again are of them, or I don't know, the percentage, 3/4 or half of them are heterosexual, and then half of them again are available. And then I boiled it down, you know, half of them, half of them, half of them, right, there's one that's out there that's good enough for me. And I boiled it down in my mind, and I knew that there would be one good enough for me. And you've just got to know it, and that's got to be a healthy-hearted, healthy-minded person. Certainly no kind of two-faced or anything like that. You don't want anything like that, Laurel, and I do believe there is someone like that for you. So just keep following the process.
Great. Thanks, Sweet. Thanks.
Okay.
Just with me.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you, Laurel.
Thank you.
God bless, hon. Kat, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be incurring a big charge on your end? Because if you are, let's see if we can make some alternative arrangements.
Yes. So I've tried to ring you via Skype. I've got in. I can do that again.
Okay. Well, let's try that. Because I was only thinking about my end, and I forgot that there could be a cost to you too. If you can't get in, would you be available 2 days from now? We could reschedule.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, see what you can do, and I won't put another caller on the line yet. Let's see what happens.
Okay, I'm attempting. I don't know what's going on now. Holy hell. This Skype is driving me nuts. Okay, already have Skype launch application. Okay, hopefully this time it's going to open up.
Okay.
Waiting. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, I don't want you to incur a huge cost.
No, I don't want you to incur a huge cost either.
No, well.
Well,
I don't know. Did you look at your calendar for those dates that I'd proposed by any chance?
No, I haven't had a chance to, but they're so far in the future. As long as they're Friday night, your end.
They are. They are Friday nights.
Yes.
They
yeah,
are
they
Friday nights.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, folks, I think in deference to Kat, you know, she's doing this call at some expense. It's an international cell call. So I apologize to those that have been so patiently waiting. But Kat will next be on the show on 9-2, our 9-2 in the U.S., at 7:30 p.m. So call in then, and again, the dates that I have for other mediums coming up in July are July 15th, July 28th, and July 21st. So those are dates that you can call in for readings. So, Kat, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay. If I can get on with Skype, will you still get me?
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I will play another song, so that will buy us about 3.5 minutes, and folks, just hang in there, and we'll see if Kat can get in via Skype.
Okay, I'll try my best, because I don't know why Skype's not opening for me, but I'm going to reload everything, and hopefully I can get through.
Okay, sounds good, Kat. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, talk to you soon.
Okay, yes. Okay, folks, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song by another New Thought singer by the name of Alba Molina, and the song is The Change Is In You. And we did lose a lot of callers during that time before Kat said that she was going to try again. So I can pretty much guarantee that everybody's on that's on the phone line now will get a reading should she be successful. So here's the song by Alba Molina, The Change Is In You.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible. It's in you to know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. Your future, it's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you. Helping you to decide, be free to pick your memories. It's your choice. Be bolder by raising your bar, and all your life will improve. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. Yes, ahora vendrá en tu futuro. Yes, ahora de vivir tu life.
Molina with some words of wisdom for you all. Unfortunately, Kat has not been able to Skype back in, so that's going to be a wrap for tonight, folks, and I thank you all for calling. I apologize for not being able to get to the rest of you, but everything in this life happens for a reason, and I think that one of the messages that Kat delivered, which has bearing on all of us, is that we need to take time to stop and surrender and just ask for help and have the inner knowing that all is well and give thanks for whatever gifts come our way, because God only wants what is good for us to come our way, and we're the only ones that can prevent roadblocks from getting in our way when we get out of our own way and let the universe do its magic. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.